Welcome to AM Best Audio.
J.D. Power just released its 2024 U.S. Property Claims Satisfaction Study, which examines satisfaction with the property claims experience among insurance customers who have filed a claim for property damages. Joining us now to talk more about that is Mark Garrett, Director of Claims Intelligence for J.D. Power. Mark, so glad you could join us today.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks.
So, Mark, what were some of the factors taken into consideration when determining claim satisfaction?
Yes. So what we do in our survey is we ask customers, really, we try to get a holistic view kind of end to end of their entire claims experience. So we start by asking them about just their initial process for reporting the claim, right? So who they talk to, if you have an agent, if you reached out to them, kind of got some guidance or dealt with the company directly, did it digitally. So we look at, you know, the channels they're using, but we ask them about, you know, the experience they go through. So we start with reporting the claim. And then we, you know, move into the other facets of the claim. We'll ask them about the estimation process, right? Getting somebody to come out to do the inspection, that whole process. That's a separate factor we ask about. We certainly delve pretty deep into just the whole communication element, what we call claim servicing. So how well they're keeping the customer informed, being available for them, being responsive. And then we'll ask about the settlement. You know, clearly that's a big driver of satisfaction, just the fairness, how fair the customer feels their overall claim was, the timing of the events, how reasonable the process was. And then we close it out asking about the repair process as well, because we're seeing more prevalence of companies having repair partner networks. And so we always see that just like in the auto side where you use a direct repair, shop, we find that once you start arranging some of those services, the customer then feels that the insurer has some responsibility there and, you know, helping them, you know, kind of get through that process. So we try to take that holistic view kind of end to end from reporting it all the way to getting that repair work done is what we're having customers rate their experience on.
So what were some of the findings of this year's report?
Well, yeah, I'd say one of the key findings this year was that, you know, claims just continue to take a longer period of time. So we're just seeing continual, you know, delays, I guess, in the process, right? They're getting more, more severe is what we're seeing as well. So severity is going up. But I think the big driver here is that, you know, there was basically a record level of number of large scale kind of catastrophic events, you know, take place. And I think that gets really challenging because, you know, companies in the past have kind of, you know, these events have kind of ebbed and flowed. You get peaks and valleys. Now it's just kind of constant, right? Like I said, there's a record level of them this year. So what we find happening is that, you know, it's hard to keep up with this volume. There's you know, contractor delays, there's material shortages, you know, the carriers themselves. So we ultimately found claims took longer. And the real highlight we saw was that it was the claims that stretched beyond 3 weeks that pulled the industry satisfaction down, right? So the industry overall is at a 7-year low for customer satisfaction. It declined another 5 points this year. But what really all of that is driven by claims lasting beyond 3 weeks. If you can, you know, settle them, kind of get through that process within 3 weeks, satisfaction actually improved over last year. But it's those long-tailed claims that are really pulling the industry down. And obviously, they're just much more difficult to keep customers informed, keep the communication going, you know, making sure they're not experiencing kind of unnecessary delays, these periods of uncertainty, not sure what's happening. So I'd say that's kind of the high level view of the data this year.
I was going to ask, how does this differ from previous years? But I guess that kind of sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so, because we've got that big lag in kind of getting everything done and getting through the process. I think the other thing that kind of stands out that's unique this year too is because we've got this spike in these, you know, large scale events, what we often find is that, you know, customers have different deductibles for things like wind, hail, you know, named storm, like these catastrophic events typically can be a percent of either a loss or of a policy limit. So we find customers are spending more money out of pocket. So that I think that's new this year, whether it's their deductible or incurring some sort of expense. We saw a 5 percentage point increase in customers incurring what, you know, we view this threshold of once you spend about $1,500 or more, we see SAT decline quite a bit. And that group grew, you know, 5 percentage points this year because of all these big scale events. So that is also another big shift. And I think that what's important to have the context there is customers are spending more money out of pocket in a, you know, a pretty heavy rate taking environment where you're seeing homeowners, you know, insurance rates go up pretty considerably. And then you've got this. So that I think that's a new dynamic that we weren't seeing in the previous years.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So, Mark, who were some of the insurers who scored well in your survey this year?
Well, Amica was the award winner, and they've been really a standout performer in this study over time. I think since we've been doing this study, no other insurance company has won the has come in first more often than Amica does. So they're, I think, the real standout performer this year. You know, they had won it, I believe, last year as well. So they're, you know, they've held on to that position. That's a brand where if you look at where they really separate, we see Erie Insurance also up there. They've been consistently a strong performer in the study. I think the one similarity we see in these two insurers is that they really focus on that upfront claim reporting process and really showing empathy, right? Treating the customer like a person, you know, really being empathetic to their situation and their loss, kind of what they're going for or going through, explaining the process. So if I look at where these brands separate the most from the rest of the industry, it is things like showing concern at that initial, you know, claim reporting timeframe, those early days of the claim of getting everything set up.
Any surprises in the results from this year's survey?
I think the one thing that we took a look at a little bit more detail, because customers are going through these delays. I think the one thing that seemed kind of surprising is when you start quantifying people who use digital processes, you know, when you start looking at, well, what are they actually expecting to happen? It's surprising to see how much quicker they expect things to move along. So we find that if I use digital tools, like I'm reporting the claim online, or I'm, you know, submitting photos that end up being used to, you know, prepare an estimate or make an initial payment, to an insured, we find that, yes, this is having a benefit and it is moving the claim along quicker. But when you ask customers how the length of the claim compared to their expectations, we find that they expect this claim to go along so much quicker than it actually does. So it's just interesting to see that there's a benefit of using these digital tools, but yet there's still a big disconnect in how quick people expect things to move along. So it's, I think that's a real challenge for the industry, is really managing some of those expectations around, you know, what those digital tools are actually going to do and provide.
So, Mark, the big question then is, what is it customers really want from their insurer when it comes to claims?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I have a simple answer to that, right? That's a, it's a pretty big topic to address. We could probably talk about that one for a while. I'd say, if we boil it down to, you know, some of the main points, I think one, because we see such a big, impact of showing concern and being empathetic, I think that's certainly a starting point. I mean, people want somebody, you know, who's gonna, you know, just, people don't have claims every day, right? They're not familiar with these situations, and you're dealing with people who kind of do this, you know, as a profession. So they're dealing with these experiences all the time. So I think customers really appreciate it when you treat them, you know, like a person, be empathetic. So I think that's a minimum kind of a requirement right there. Certainly, I think they want what they view as a reasonable process, have things, you know, explain to them so they understand what's happening next. Again, these can be complex, kind of drawn out processes. So they expect to be, you know, kept informed, know what's going to happen, like understand steps, you know, along the way. And then, you know, lastly, you can't deny kind of this thinking that they want to be treated fair. You know, if you think of, you know, so have things explained, have a discussion around some of the coverages, right? Make sure customers understand what's happening and why. Because they want to, I think, have this perception that you have their best interest in mind as well. I think those are kind of like the three pillars we see of delivering good service.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
That was Mark Garrett, Director of Claims Intelligence for J.D. Power. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day, find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.